They worked and worked until when it was nearly time for them to go home, they had finished. Then they all stood round looking at what they had made. Standing in front of them was the biggest snowman any of them had ever seen. "Well, Mary," they said, "we have to go home to bed now. We shall leave Simon the snowman here to keep you company." With that, they collected their sledges and things, then shouted, "Good night, Mary." They went out of the fields, up the lane to the village, and were soon home in front of warm fires and telling their mums and dads of the things they had done that day.